The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's in the Netball Show with Flyhawk, and we're really delighted to speak to Laura Malcolm. Laura, thank you so much for your time, and from what I've seen and heard, you're really enjoying it so far. Am I right?
You are right. I am enjoying it very much. You know, people are nice and the netball is good, so what is there not to enjoy?
You were met at the airport, no doubt, whisked away for a meal, and a few hours later, you've already got a new set of wheels. Not bad at all.
No, I absolutely love that car. It's so good. It's like got loads of little bits of technology. I can charge my phone wirelessly. It's just really good. I'm loving it. And I feel very special getting to drive around in a tactics car.
Before we look at the netball, obviously, why you've gone over there, important to look at the culture itself. How are you finding the culture?
Yeah, you know what? It's really nice. I feel like my team, you know, is really diverse and kind of coming in, you know, it's really linked in with the culture, and it's really nice, actually. Even just like the welcome Pauri, I feel like it's called. I hope I didn't get that wrong. Otuki was really nice. So yeah, it's just really cool to kind of just dive into it. I'm still trying to understand things, but yeah, it's good. It's cool. And it's interesting.
An exciting adventure. I suppose, did it just feel right?
You know what? It really did. And you know, when they first got in touch, when they first asked me, my initial feeling was, oh, I don't know if I can do that, you know, go to the other side of the world. And as soon as I started speaking to Heidi and Mariana, it was like quite clear to me that this was a team for me. The culture and the values within the team seemed to really connect with me. And you know what? As soon as I got here, I was right, because I just seemed to get on with everybody fine. And yeah, it's all just lining up nicely.
And definitely that new, that chance to experience new training approach and new match day build up, those new fans as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Obviously, you know, my heart is very much at Manchester Thunder, but I have been there for a very long time, so it is good to challenge yourself and experience a different setup, a different way of doing things, a different way of thinking. And that is certainly what I'm getting here, which is amazing. It's exactly what I wanted. And it's just something that I'm really enjoying kind of challenging myself with, I guess. And yeah, I've met a few of the, you know, faithful diehard fans already. I know Jade, if you're listening to this, not Jade Clark, this is Jade the fan. Jade Clark is her favourite player, she did tell me.
And then for the time being.
Yeah. She agreed that I could be her favourite player for now. But she made me a nice little bracelet to welcome me here. And, you know, I just thought, oh, that's really nice that the fans are kind of, you know, I love a diehard dedicated fan. So, yeah, I was all for that.
When you look at the team as well, the fact that you're going to be playing with Jane Watson and Karen Berger, those New Zealand internationals as well, you'll be learning loads from them already.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's just loads of really cool leaders in our team, to be honest with you. And you know, Kimmy's obviously our captain, but like you said, you've got Jane and Karen and Tapia in there as well, and the youngsters as well. For me, they're totally comfortable in their own skin and their own style of play, and it's great hearing from them, learning from them as well. So for me, I'm just soaking it all in and making sure I can see where my style of play and my game can have impact as well. So yeah, I think we're enjoying each other's company so far. And also there's a lot of talk and a lot of good comms on court. So yeah, it'd be exciting to see what we can mesh together with all our views.
I don't know, you saw my next question from there, but the mic drop moment, I spoke to Lanise last week and she said that she's still learning from some of the younger members of the team, and that sounds like it's the same for you.
Yeah, I kind of just think it's weird if you don't think you can learn from them, because at the end of the day, when it comes to being in an elite environment, everybody's there for a reason, everyone's got the place for a reason, and a lot of the time, especially for the youngsters, that is purely on their natural game, essentially. So, you know, the way they see the game, the way they've molded themselves can be helpful to all of us because it's got them in the team essentially. So I would always be keen to learn from anybody. And, you know, youngsters always bring a lot of energy and good vibes anyway, because they're so fresh in the game. So I definitely draw a lot of energy from them, and I'm always keen to learn off everybody in my team, coaches, players alike.
Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball team wear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Super League is back. And this year we'll make it waves.
This is the big one.
Courtside, expect one big party. With 94 games and every Friday streamed live. So share, tag, get reppin'. Let's bring the fire to the court. Over to the players, do your thing. Are you ready? The Netball Super League season, live on Sky Sports.
Hi, this is Lenise, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
What kind of differences are there in the intensity?
I think, you know, from what I've experienced at Thunder, what I've experienced at Tactics, I think intensity-wise, everyone's going pretty hard. I think I've been lucky, you know, from what I can see here and what I've experienced, two clubs that really do drive standards, which is great. Obviously, over here, because everybody's got a little bit more time on the hands, the staff are more full-time in this kind of programme than at home. It just means that the programme can be more spread out, I guess, and it just means that every session you can maintain quality in every single session, whereas at home, you know, people are squeezing it in around things, late night sessions, which means the quality is going to drop and bodies are going to feel it a bit more. So I've been really, really enjoying here having a full professional kind of schedule that everybody's on, and my body's been feeling good for it, to be honest with you. So yeah, intensity, I think the desire is there all over the place, but the actual program itself, because of the resources they've got here, allows it to notch up a level.
Tactics head coach is Marianne, and assistant coach is someone who's well known to fans of the Super League and Three Storm, Tanya Hoffman. So what are they like as a pair?
Yeah, and we have actually got Julie Seymour as well, who is a Silver Ferns legend in the midcourt, which is great for me. Wow. But to be honest, since I've been here on court, I feel like we've had connections with a million different coaches. So it's been really, really cool, actually, because I've got a lot of different views from different players, a lot of them connected with the Ferns. Me and Talons have been talking quite a lot about Super League and catching up on that, which is really nice. Even though she's obviously from here, she does have knowledge of her home as well. So it's kind of been a nice little connection that we've had to be catching up on things. And yeah, it's been great learning from everybody, to be honest with you. I can't deny that. So yeah.
Unless Wiki's wrong, your team manager is Tommy Lamb.
That's correct, yeah.
Well, after this, I am so going to hit up Ancestry to see if we're related before I hit you up for some free flights and VIPs.
Yeah, do it. You may as well.
Have you been able to keep an eye on Thunder games online or
yeah,
on Twitter?
Yeah, apart from when the link didn't work, which is a bit annoying because I woke up for it.
It's the same over here. It's the same over here.
Yeah, I watched it back. Obviously, gutted they didn't get over the line over Surrey Storm, but I also just know exactly what that training environment would have been after that game, and I knew they'd come out firing for the next game. So, yeah, that's your normal season, ups and downs. But, yeah, I'm proud of them doing what they always do. Well-oiled machine over at Thunder, for sure.
Yeah, see what happens when you go. That run of 23 games disappears, doesn't it? Stars, Mystics and Steel, they're going to be the first couple of games. Looking forward to getting the season started.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we play each other three times over here, which is quite a lot. But it's great for me because I'm obviously playing catch up with being familiar with styles, familiar with certain players. So I'm looking forward to getting that first round of games underway and kind of finding my feet in the league and finding my place in the league. So Yeah, it's really exciting. And obviously, pretty much every game I'm coming up against some international players as well, which is a pretty cool opportunity for me. And it's a challenge that I'm looking forward to.
It was really good to see as well that for those of us that back in the UK, there's going to be some more Myers netball camps being announced with Beth, Taylor and Nat. What information have you got on those for us?
Yeah, so we've got a few more camps, masterclasses coming up, and we'll keep kind of putting those on. So we've got Nat on the 16th of April in Stockport, Taylor on the 19th of April in Nottingham, and Beth on the 14th of May in West Brom. And for Beth and Nat, we've actually been able to tag on some slots for people to book in one-to-one sessions as well. So There's quite a lot of opportunity going on in there. And as always, if you book yourself onto one of those masterclasses, you will get yourself a nice little free gift as well. So if you are interested, just head over to my website, www.myersnetball.com, and you can get all the information and get yourself booked on there. So yeah, it should be exciting. The girls always do really good camps. I've been lucky enough to be there and take pictures and help out at most of them, and the sessions are always brilliant, and it's just good to see so many young players getting to connect with their favourite players that they like to watch as well.
They're going to be taking place in West Brom, Nottingham and Stockport. Plenty of information online as well, Laura.
Yeah, so if you want any more information, or if you want to book yourself on, then just go to www.myersnetball.com and it'll all be there right on the homepage for you, and you can get yourself booked on.
Going to be a really exciting season for you, Laura, and a lot of people from here will be keeping an eye on how you get on. Thanks again for your time.
Oh, amazing. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the chat. It's always a pleasure.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.